What's up, guys? Tonight we get into Ralph's daddy issues. Cisco finds daddy issues of his own dealing with Breacher, and a Cardi B lookalike is making people float. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Someone name that. Anyone? Not you guys, obviously, y'all know. Chat?
I don't even want to watch it.
Do we know where this is from?
We all float down here.
That's too much of a hint, come on.
Well, I mean, maybe everyone doesn't know it. Creepy clown music.
Georgie.
What is up, guys? We are back, finally, after what feels like a million years of being apart.
3 weeks, right?
A million years. Same thing.
Yeah.
We're back. You know, for episode 17, Null and Annoyed, I am Drew Jones. I could not do this without my lovely panel. Introduce yourselves.
Hey, y'all. It's Chauncey K. Robinson.
Hey, this is Zach Silverman.
Hey.
We're back.
Someone
has the funds.
What was your all's initial, like, overall reaction of the episode? Because really all I can think about is Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
That was, like, all I really took from that, this episode.
I got really excited over that. I saw them, I was just like, wait, is that them? And then, what's his name, wasn't even talking, so I was like, oh, they're revamping their characters. I liked it.
Yeah, that was a nice little tidbit. Yeah. And also, yeah, overall, I thought it was an interesting episode for certain plot points.
Agreed.
Wasn't, to me, like, the best to come out of a hiatus from. But.
Yeah, you were just saying it probably should have been the episode before we went to hiatus.
Yeah.
Because next week's looks...
Next week's looks crazy. And going into watching this episode, people were, you know, you guys in the chat were, like, tweeting me about it. And I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about it. And I was trying not to look at Twitter. And then I saw stills from the next week's episode. And I was like, what's going on with Iris? Anyway, let's just get into all this. Our villain of the episode, Cardi B. No,
put my hand up on your hip. I'm going to say that line.
Null. What do we think of Null as a villain?
She had cool hair.
I liked her hair.
I think her hair was inspired by her power and the colors that it makes. That was my little thing that I wrote when we first saw her. I was like, ooh, cool CGI of, like, you know, the blue, like, changing. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I forgot that we got, like, a floater.
I hate everything. I just wasn't completely sold on her as she kept doing that, like, weird drop down. And I was like, was that necessary for you to get your little...
It was a little weird.
She could have just bent down and touched the...
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't like... I mean, towards the end, when she did the whole... Like, the certain things towards the end, I was like, okay, so this is kind of a cool power. But in the beginning, I was like, okay, she makes people float. Like, I don't know. It didn't feel, like, dangerous to me. She didn't feel dangerous. I guess she wasn't necessarily needed to be dangerous. But considering that it took, like, the whole episode to finally foil her, I was... And I felt like, you know... I don't know. In other circumstances, I feel like Barry could have took her on.
Yeah, I don't know where she's going to fit in with DeVoe. Why he had to create her powers necessarily, you know?
Yeah.
We got to find out why he created some other Meta's powers, which is cool. I was wondering about that one, but I don't understand why we need someone that can make things float.
Yeah, I feel like as it's going on, it's kind of just, it feels almost like the writers are like, okay, we have, like, three more metas we have to throw in here at some point, so let's just, like,
wrap it up.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know, I just, like, I feel like I remember seeing pictures of her before the season started, and I wanted to know who she was because she looked cool.
Yeah, she looked cool.
And then now that she's here, I'm like,
But did she look cool with, like, the army outfit and uniform, whatever
it was?
I just liked
her lace front.
What was that about? Her what?
Her lace front, her wig.
Her wig, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, cool. Yeah. Like, the whole thing with, like, that was a weird kind of costume choice, too, because she loves bling, and Iris even said, like, man, she loves bling.
Yeah.
But the way she was dressing wasn't even elaborate. It was just, like you said, like, army gear. And someone like Black Magic actually said in the chat, you know, so Barry can run faster than a nuke explosion but can't move out of the way of her hand. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know, it just seemed like...
Oh, there's a lot of plot holes in
this. Yeah, she just wasn't super dynamic, and it was...
She didn't drive the story as much as we would hoped it would.
Yeah, she didn't drive that story. I mean, it was honestly almost like she was there just so that Ralph and Barry could have their conflict for the episode.
Agreed.
But something cool did come from this that I was, like, writing down, where we have Harry so, like, annoyed and angry and, like, upset. Like, he just can't think ahead so much. He's, like, trying to plan. He's like, DeVoe can be this guy who... knows what he could plan with the what humans are going to do next, what everyone's going to do next. And I wrote down, I was just like, well, I think maybe it would be cool if what's his face? Oh, I'm blanking. So Ralph, sorry, it's been a long day. I think it would be cool if Ralph's like just being improv. I think that might be like the key to defeating DeVoe.
Yeah,
you know, it was definitely something that stood out that the writers wanted us to know about, to like look at.
I agree. Speaking of things we want the people to know about,
oh, that's Zach. Perfect. Cool. Hey, guys. Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have got a podcast for you. Conversations with Marina Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Marina Menounos features celebrity and celebrity influencers interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Bow.
Boom.
Since you did bring up Harry, I want to kind of get into him really quick because the end of this episode, I was like,
intriguing, yes.
What's going on here?
Brought me in. 1,000 some odd something something days of talking to Gideon.
I feel like this is, and now that I'm thinking about it, like I can't think of exact moments, but I feel like this isn't the first time that it's hinted towards this isn't necessarily the Harry that we know and love. And I think we even said before we went on hiatus that we are nervous about, or at least I remember saying something about like being nervous about the think cap because mm-hmm. I didn't want it to
influence him a certain way.
Yeah
I agree. I think for me, I mean, I think we were all in agreement, like the thinking cap and how, I mean, Harry's always kind of irritable and stuff like that, but he started to feel like, even in this episode, he kept wanting to put it on to figure out like some of the, you know, the ways to get to Null and stuff like that. And I think maybe it's a little bit of a red herring. Like, I don't think he's necessarily like Thawne.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what a lot of people might have been thinking online. Like, oh, that's why Dawn gave him that look.
It's kind of possible though, right? Because he is, I'm not following Legends, but he's still alive, right?
Yeah, Thawne is definitely still alive. And he was there for that crossover and whatnot. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I just feel like, if that was the case, what's the game then? Why is he so trying to get at DeVoe and trying to help Team Flash if he's like Thawne this whole time? What would be Thawne's endgame? Because Thawne's endgame has always never been so necessarily maniacal, if not just outright, I want to kill you, Barry. Most, like, right. You know, so it's, I don't know, to be playing that kind of long game.
I mean, honestly, it could be just so he could get back to the future, back to his timeline, right? Because wasn't that the premise of the whole first season? He needed to get back. And just couldn't have a way to get back without Barry. It's a long, long shot.
Yeah, it's just like, it's so, I feel like we dealt with Thawne such a long time ago that like it would be weird.
It would be weird, but I found out something last week that I didn't realize. I thought they were picked up for multiple seasons, but Grant Gustin went on Instagram was just like, hey guys, we got picked up for a fifth season, thank you so much for keeping us around. So I don't know if the writers are running out of things to do or if the network isn't enjoying things, but Grant almost made it seem like as if, you know, he was super thankful, like we're getting another season, like it's coming to an end.
I don't think they pick any of the seasons up like in multiple seasons. I think that's just how CW works.
Okay. Unless you're Supernatural.
Yeah.
Where it's just okay. Like,
yeah,
which, they're on like season 20.
Yeah. Because even like Arrow, I remember Arrow, who, you know, kind of kicked off the whole thing, they don't even get renewed by like multiple seasons. Gotcha. They get renewed per season.
Yeah, I was a little worried when I heard that. I was just like, man, I feel like they had so many seasons planned, or at least we concocted seasons for them to have.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. The Flash is still its highest rated show on the whole network. So
good.
If anything's going to stick around, it's probably going to be The Flash for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's, I mean, it was interesting with Harry because once again, he was, his whole MO has been, we aren't as strong, we aren't as smart.
He's harping on that.
Yeah, so he's much. So harping on that. So I don't know. I mean, if it is Thawne, it would kind of play into the ego, maybe, of mm-hmm. the whole idea of I want to be smart, but it will also play in regular Harry.
Very true.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard to tell. I think maybe Harry's trying to get. I would put it more so Harry is maybe talking the game because of some other reason that he's not letting the rest know, but it's not as, like, maniacal.
Yeah,
because
I was going to say, when he was trying to kick off Gideon, like, at first it wasn't working, so it makes me feel like that he isn't Thawne, because I feel like if it was Thawne...
It would read Thawne's signature.
It would have recognized him, and I feel like he...
Or could it
he
just
He thinks
be...
that there's some piece of knowledge there that he maybe...
Yeah.
But couldn't it also just be that, like, wasn't Gideon put on the ship for Legends of Tomorrow? Like, isn't that where Gideon is right now? Gideon is on that, and maybe she was off somewhere in another time, and it took like a second or two for her to realize she was being summoned, kind of thing. Because I mean, I'm sure she could be in two places at once, but
yeah. Very
true. Another thing to debunk the Thawne thing. I mean, what was it, last episode or two episodes ago? Harry's daughter was there, and like I feel like she of all people would recognize like her own father, or if maybe this was an impersonator of somebody else.
But she did give him and Caitlin some weird looks at the coffee shop. If that's Thawne. We don't know if it's Thawne, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Do we think she was giving it at him or Caitlin, though?
We don't know.
We don't know. We haven't seen her again.
I don't know. But we do want to see you guys again. So make sure to like, subscribe, you know, leave comments. Go check out the new AfterBuzz.com because they just redid it and it looks bomb. I'm going to give you 2 seconds right now to like this video. Ready? Okay, like the video should be liked by now.
I just liked it. I liked it. Relax,
yeah,
relax.
Zach just liked it. So you
it's
should have liked
liking.
It.
Oh, there's three because of me. Cool.
There you go.
Yay.
Make sure to subscribe because we're here every week. Not just us. There's a bunch of other really bomb shows. Not as bomb as The Flash, but, you know, I'm biased. Let's get into Breacher. Because I'm so excited that he's back.
Yes.
I love him.
Trejo.
How did you guys feel about the whole Sisko Breacher?
Siski.
Oh, man. How did we feel about it?
Yeah, how he left it off is like, if they take Sisko, I'm rioting.
Yeah, you know, there's been talk about that, like the idea of Sisko perhaps leaving. But it's like, it's a little bit unlike the whole idea of Wally having left because there was another show for him actually to go on. The actress that plays Gypsy is like on some other show at the moment.
Oh, that's why we haven't seen
her? I believe so. I think she's on something else. I think that's one of the reasons why we haven't seen her as much. So it's like, if Sisko was to go, where would he go? It's not like it's some other show.
Yeah.
So what would be the point of that? There would be no point in that.
Exactly.
Except to make more room for Ralph,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe like a spinoff of his own show.
They're not going to do a spinoff of Vibe.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
This whole like, little plot line was just weird to me. First of all, like, vampires.
I like that.
If only we can get
a Dusk Till Dawn. I think all of it was to get a Dusk Till Dawn reference.
They're like,
Trejo is actually in.
We want to make a Dusk Till Dawn joke.
That's
how do
why.
We get to
yes.
this?
Oh, man. I did not... For some reason, I was just like, are they, like, going to introduce Constantine to this? Like, that would have been really cool, but...
Chauncey and I made, like, a look at each other. We're like,
right?
Yes.
I was like, Dusk Till Dawn. Thank you very much.
Okay, so if they did that, we had a massive episode with Ralph, like, making jokes. Why didn't they do, like, a Deadpool joke? Because they kept on referencing... That girl kept on making, like, the superhero... Like, you know the Deadpool joke where he's like, oh, she's about to do a superhero jump or a superhero landing, right? Every time she did her little thing, it was like a superhero landing.
Yeah.
And I feel like Ralph should have, like, definitely said something.
He did make some pretty
he
corny...
He made some corny... Yeah, with
like
the
DC
Turtles.
Comics joke.
That was a good one.
We can be improv troop in Washington.
You know, the thing with Breacher, though, that kind of, you know, was interesting to me because the idea of him losing his powers because of age. I then wonder about Sisko, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sisko didn't think of it out loud, which was, I think, a little bit of a missed opportunity for him to kind of, I mean, he was probably more interested in, like, getting Gypsy back or whatever like that. But just the idea that his powers could eventually leave him, it seemed like that didn't cross his mind, which was weird to me because I was like, you know, Sisko vibes too. Gypsy is also a viber. Is this not something she's thought about? I mean, maybe it's just, I mean, of course it's something they must have just kind of discovered through Breacher, I guess there's never been another Viber that's gotten that old before, maybe made it that long.
Yeah.
But it just seems, it definitely puts into question Cisco's powers in terms of age.
Well, let me ask you. I thought he invited him to become the new Breacher, but isn't that like a police force kind of on Earth 2 or 3? Oh, no, different Earth. On a different Earth. Isn't it like a group of Breachers that go throughout the different universes to capture people? So like there should be like other Breachers. Hunters. So this shouldn't be the first time where someone has found out about, unless they all die from like
that's what I'm guessing. I feel like it's maybe one of those things that a lot of them don't make it to the age that Trejo's character made it to.
I guess because it's probably like a really dangerous job.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that one episode we went to like a lava land, right?
Yeah.
So. Do you think it only happens in men?
It's like a VIG.
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, that's kind of what it made it sound like and seem like, you know, an impotence thing.
Well, women do tend to reach their peak in their 40s as opposed to men who usually peak at like 25. So, yeah. In terms of other things. So
I mean, like, look, they took an old guy and a young guy.
Yeah. But.
No, I mean, it's just, yeah.
I just hope, like, because I know we've been complaining that there's too many people in Star Labs and they're not giving enough.
I don't think that should be with Cisco, though.
Yeah, when we were saying that, we meant move Ralph. We weren't saying move, like, when we said there's only room for one funny guy, we meant that funny guy being Cisco.
Being Cisco, yeah.
Not I like Ralph, but no, like.
Ralph mentioned I do one of two things. I either hide or I make jokes. So we already got to see him hiding, which I would have preferred for this episode, but we got the jokey guy instead, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that was mentioned, that Breacher brought that up. Yeah. Like, it was kind of like, why this whole thing? And, you know, maybe it might be a decision that Cisco has to make. Maybe towards the end of the season, he might be like, you know, I really want to be with Gypsy, just like, you know, Barry, you want to be with Iris, I want to be with Gypsy, so maybe I'll give this a go for a little bit. Maybe we'll get a time jump into season 5 or something. Like, he's been away for a bit, and then he comes back or something.
Do we feel like they've even really had that much time to be that connected to where
Not at all.
Yeah.
But this is also the same show that had, who's his character's name, to Caitlin, our last guy, our last red shirt. That left my man.
From Harry Potter.
From Harry Potter,
Draco Malfoy.
Draco Malfoy was like Malfoy. Damn, I'm sorry. I'm from Jersey. Again.
Malfoy.
I'm
from Jersey too. I can say it right.
You know what? Stop. don't do it. So, but like they had him like professing his love like mid season to Caitlin. So I wouldn't be surprised if you know, Cisco's feeling like I have this deep connection with the love of my life.
I guess it's all going to depend on the actress and whether she continues with that show or wants to come back to The Flash, like how popular one of two are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
That'll kind of dictate things.
Or maybe they're...
Julian. Thank you, Ivan.
Julian.
In the chat.
Draco.
Ivan,
I kept thinking Draco. That's what I kept thinking. I'm like, my man from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised. I think the thing to do maybe for next season is like the time jump or something. So I don't know. We'll see.
Time jump would be kind of cool. I mean, it would maybe play into Dawn a little bit.
Like, what if Iris is pregnant by the end of the season?
No, if they have like a two... Yeah, pregnant by the end of the season and like time jump to like... She's like 3 years old maybe or something and...
Yeah. But yeah, the whole Breacher thing, it definitely puts into question Cisco's powers and what he's going to do with his life.
Okay, I had a question about that. So why would the... what did they call the power? Like his
Vibe blast.
Vibe blast. Why would the vibe blast be the first thing to go instead of the more powerful thing? Because I mean, Breacher was just going back and forth.
I feel like vibe blasts are like a more impacted force than like breaching. I feel like you have to focus in on it more.
Yeah, she said it took a lot. Caitlin was saying it takes a lot of energy to do that. Like,
so just make a blast that concentrated energy. To like actually tearing a hole through the space time continuum to another universe.
But don't vibers tend to have like some type of sense of being able to do that? So maybe that's a little bit more natural to them than actually throwing like some sort of energy.
I guess so.
I was gonna say, I feel like Cisco was able to breach before he was able to blast. So
that's maybe like a higher.
Yeah.
That's the first thing they go. I guess that kind of makes sense. I don't know. I just always assumed like the vibe blast is like half of breaching You know, it's like going half of like what you would do to create a breach to make like an explosion of some sort or to affect somebody in a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't know the science behind it.
Yeah, and like the other thing I liked was that Breacher, when he was doing the little training to try to get his powers back, he was like, "Die, Blastoise!" Like, that was a cute little scene. Him, and then, yeah.
Him throwing a knife in Sisko's cutout. Yeah, that's super dangerous.
I almost thought that was Sisko for a second. Like, him just like, "Hey, try it on me. Let's see if this works." And
like, this thank is God not it a wasn't. Oh, man. Family friendly show anymore.
Knife through the head.
Let's get into the Marleys and DeVoe dynamic there, because I feel
that was so tragic.
Yeah, I feel like it's gotten, like, at first their story was, like, really romantic, and, like, now it's just gotten very dark and control-y and weird.
Yeah, they fooled us a little bit. I forgot that, I mean, I remembered quickly that, she was drugged, but almost, she came out and was like, yeah, I feel rejuvenated, it was good, and it seemed like there was a love there, because they really butted heads with the previous character, this tinier Jinx was her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those two really butted heads, and I felt like maybe, oh, with this woman, it's a little bit different, and they saw eye to eye again.
Instead of blondes.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, aren't we all? So, no, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it was a big it was a sad letdown.
I was kind of hoping that somehow towards the end that she had, like, when he walked away, like, figured it out,
mm-hmm.
and like just wasn't letting him in on it or something. I was hoping for that, but that didn't happen. That to me was what was so tragic about it, because I thought they did that to the point where like maybe she outsmarted him.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting with this particular thing, because we were saying that and before we have been saying in other previous episodes that there had always seemed to be a parallel between Marlies and DeVoe and West Allen,
yeah.
You know, and how West Allen and both of their strengths was kind of where their strength came from as duos. And we're seeing like West Allen be stronger, because there was West Allen, some, you know, cute little West Allen moment. We didn't get any kisses, but, you know, some cute little West Allen moments in this episode. But, you know, we're seeing this crumbling of this, of the Marlies and DeVoe thing. And I think that's going to be his downfall.
Oh, yeah. We've because been saying of the
fact,
season.
Yeah, because of the fact that it's like he's thinking of everyone else, and he sort of thought about Marlies, but I think he has underestimated. For one, wouldn't be what he is if it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she was the one that figured out that cheer when he didn't.
Right.
You know? So the idea that he's gotten to this point where he's all like, you would be nothing without me. I'm like, look at this. This guy gets put on typical.
I don't know. I kind of have to argue with that, because he almost went ahead. Like, he went ahead and created the Weeper, because he thought ahead enough that he needed to control her. I guess he foresaw his demise with his, you know, his body deteriorating every time he brings on someone more. The dark matter, I can't hold it so much. So we literally see him have to use her. Like, he's using plot devices to use her and, like, undermine her and be like, instead of working as a duo, where was I going with this? He pretty much used her in this episode, was this, because we kept seeing how she went to go look at the chair. And she's like, oh, it was already started, you know, plans are already there. I forgot where I was going with this point. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, you were saying you disagreed but maybe you're saying that she had already started it and he didn't or something?
No.
I was saying that he's underestimating her.
Yeah.
Right.
In the sense of her being able to outwill him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what I think is interesting is the conversation they had literally is almost verbatim. Even down to where he says, we have two metahumans, and the first time she corrects him and says, it's three,
yeah.
The second time, he says it's two metahumans again, and she doesn't correct him. And I almost wondered then if maybe we're going to find out that she's like...
No. So it was because she said, we have two metahumans left. The Team Flash captured number 8 or 9 or whatever. Or number... Yeah. There's 8. How many minutes? We have 12, right? Captured number 11, I think they said.
But I thought that they were saying, like, that they have two metahumans left that he has to, like...
Weeper.
Absorb.
Weeper and the other one.
Yeah, it was a slip. It was a slip before.
The first
like
time
you
was
were
a
saying.
Slip, yeah.
Yeah, he slipped because she thinks that they have the Weeper, too. But DeVoe is keeping it from her that he actually has the Weeper. And the whole point of him creating the Weeper was because he figured he was going to need to control her.
Right.
So it's like, it's as though he had already...
He already planned all this.
And that's what was so tragic about it, because, you know, he said, you know, he created the Weeper, not just to control it, but he said, your one weakness, and he considered it a weakness, I guess...
Was being human.
Was her humanity. Yeah, humanity. And it was like, did he always foresee that he was going to be this cold-blooded person? Because it seemed, and that was weird to me, that shift, because it seemed like in the beginning, like even we were all kind of thinking like maybe he kind of has, they both have this nobility mm-hmm. behind why they're doing this. And then he's descending into, you know, this darkness. But it seems as though he's always had it.
Yeah, you kind of have to assume that, like, he already knew what was going to happen, where he was going. He went down that dark path knowing because he planned so many possibilities for everybody. And, I mean, how can he not do the same for himself, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And Marley. So it's like, he must have always known that maybe he was going to have to get to this point and that Marlies wouldn't be able to do that because of her humanity.
Yeah. But because of her humanity, you would have think like, oh, you're my wife. Like, would you help me move forward with building this chair? Because I'm deteriorating more. Where if that was like a Barry and Iris, they would have a simple talk and be like, listen, these are issues, but we could work through it. Where he's just like undermining her completely.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I still definitely think that it's going to come down to the battle of the couples. And I think Marlies is going to be his downfall. Basically, because
I hope so. I don't know. It seems like he has everything planned out still. And I mean, like, the new pink lemonade recipe, was it that she saves as the file? I mean, like, what else can she possibly do to kind of, you know, get away from his, you know, his grasp?
I don't know. I think I think he's underestimating Marlies a lot. I think we as the audience can't underestimate her, because I think that's how the Flash always is. The person that you underestimate the most is the one who comes through at the end. So I think she's going to be
true,
a tool in beating Devo.
Yeah, I think she's definitely going to be a game changer. Just, I mean, the fact that they focus so much on his control mm-hmm. of her and her realizing that she needed to remember, even though she always ends up forgetting, I think that's going to make a play into somehow. I think maybe he's underestimating her ability, her will, but overestimating how much she loves him. Mm-hmm. You know, to the point where it's going to be like maybe she loves herself more. Maybe yeah. it's like, you know, some empowerment in the midst of this that she realizes, you know, I need to stop you.
Yeah. I also wonder how many times that she can be drugged before she starts getting some sort of immunity towards it.
Yeah, I was
going
to say that next, because didn't they say it was like a pure drug, the Weeper thing? Like it was something that doesn't really affect your brain, where like normal drugs kind of would.
But he's mixing it with Dominic's DNA, so I feel like
to erase her memories.
Yeah.
So I thought he said that because I have Dominic's DNA in me, I could warp your mind. Not he's putting his DNA into her with.
Well, he's mixing something like some sort. It's either DNA or like the powers he's acquired to be able to put something in the Weeper's tears that's making it so he can alter her memory. So. Oh. I mean, either way, he's mixing it up to, like, you know, mess with her mind, which is really just, it's so violating, too.
Yeah,
it's, you know? I mean, he's already violated the other metas, which we already agreed was, like, really messed up. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, he's doing it to his own wife.
I feel like it's very interesting how it parallels with Iris and Barry, where, like, we're seeing Barry, like, celebrate Iris's strengths and, like, that being the thing that helps him become stronger.
Forward. Exactly.
And, like, he, you know, she's like his lightning rod or whatever.
Yes.
And we see him like grow and become better and faster and blah, 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 blah. And it's just interesting to see how like that is so organic and that's like working together, and seeing how Devo and Marlies, it's so forced and controlled. And like,
I mean, we had the opposite end of that in the beginning of the season. I mean, Marlies and Devo, that's where their strengths were, because mm-hmm. they were like Barry and Iris. But yeah, I mean, it just crumbled apart. So
definitely a parallel. Which is good. I mean, it's great storytelling, for sure. It's just really, I know during that whole Barry's trial, the trial of the Flash, I wanted to slap Marlies. Mm-hmm. But now to have to come to that point of, you know, wanting to slap her, to get to the point of, man, I want to give her a hug. This is intense, you know. I mean, it's good storytelling.
Yeah. Question for you. So you said before we had almost identical
timeline, identical conversation between DeVoe and Marlise, I noticed that she did the exact same cough. And it was just like, oh, my body, da, da, da. Do you think that is a real cough, or was that just, like, putting on a show to try to warp her some more to play into, like, this...
I thought it was put on.
I noticed that, too. I feel like it's helping put on the root. Like, so even, like, keeping if Marlise starts to question things, it's like... I don't know. Like, I feel like he has to consistently do it over and over again, like, the same way it was done before, so that, like... it messes with her mind. I feel like it's on purpose.
Do you feel bad for Marlise? I mean, the chat is kind of talking who feels bad and who doesn't. Like, do you feel bad for her now? I mean, she kind of put herself into the situation.
I feel bad for that particular part of it. That because, particular part, you know, she's being, no control. I mean, no one deserves to be violated like that, you know, especially in that way from someone who they love and whatnot. So I do feel bad for her in that sense. I mean, she did. I mean, she knew what she was getting into, but I don't think she knew that it would come to a point where she was also a pawn as opposed to an equal to him. Because when they started this, they were equals. It was like, my love. They were so intense. It was kind of like, damn, you know, relationship goals. Mm-hmm. You know?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. But, it's just kind of, I feel a little bad for her.
Yeah.
But not that bad.
We find out more about Ralph, like his upbringing.
His dad.
Daddy issues. But I'm like, okay, it's 2018. Who doesn't have daddy issues? I don't feel that bad.
All the DC characters.
All the DC characters have daddy
issues.
All the
issues. DC men, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we, like... I
mean, Batman versus Superman, y'all.
Facts.
No, that was mommy issues, actually.
Also facts.
Martha.
Exactly. Someone's got parental issues in all of DC. So it was kind of like, oh, backstory. Cool.
Barely a backstory. It was just like, cool, so this is why you're funny.
Do you think Barry's overreacting?
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, cool story.
Yeah, it was kind of like weirdly like forced in there. Like, the reason that I... you know, I'm a weird skinny knockoff version of Dane Cook is because my dad left. Like, it's like, okay.
And I mean, I felt like Barry should have been like, yo, my parents were killed, dog.
Yeah,
my dad was framed for murdering my mom.
Yeah.
And then he got out of jail and then he died.
You know, Barry should have been like, I cried most of all of season one, guy. And I still did my job. There was always a crying
scene. I altered the timeline to save them and then had to re-alter the timeline.
Like, I'm sorry, but I didn't feel much with that talk. I was like, is this supposed to...
Feel bad for you at all.
You know, like, okay, so you have a coping mechanism just like everybody else. Yeah. You're not a special snowflake, Ralph.
We pretty much surmised that already. Like, anyone who's that does that so many jokes, I mean, obviously something happened to you when you're younger, you're coping for something. Cool, move on.
And they weren't even really that funny. I think Cisco's a bit funnier.
Cisco's
than
Ralph. Hilarious. Ralph was doing whoopee cushions. Come on.
I was like, oh,
fart
my
jokes
gosh.
Are cool, but like.
These be hilarious.
Making yourself the giant whoopee cushion, I was like, are we 13?
Okay, why didn't Barry just use his fat man suit thing?
Did he still have that?
I think so. I'm fairly certain Cisco took away most of the, whatever he called them, devices in his system. But, like, we did still see that he turned fat, or whatever it was.
The flotation device.
Comics, he was like a fat man, but yeah. There's so many things you could have done in that situation.
Like, you know, they had the camera on Iris, like, oh my God, I'm about to lose Barry. But it's like, you're not about to lose Barry. Because why can't he, like, run so fast he causes a thunderstorm or some type of tornado to make it so he doesn't hit the ground? Like, there was so
We've seen him time and time again run down buildings, and then somehow, like, if you're running down a building, why wouldn't, like, there's no ramp to kind of like ease you to go forward, you know. He just kind of
he could have phased through the ground. Like, he could have honestly
like, if he would have phased through the ground, there's nothing to slow him down. He would just go through the earth,
maybe through the center of the earth.
That's not cool. You can't do that
to the lava. I mean, I'm just saying, there's so many
there were options
besides the idea of guys,
we needed Ralph to be the hero.
We're
going to
let Ralph improvise, like, right now.
And I just want to know, like, how did that go down in the writer's room? They're like, probably it's like 3 a.m., they're tired, and someone's making fart noises, and they're like, whoopee cushion. Episode done. We did that.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, he's falling, he's going to fall to his death. I'm like, really? Of all the things that's going to kill Barry, it's going to be falling from the sky?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So her flotation powers just kind of like
get negated once they get the handcuffs on her?
Well, but that's how they do for all of the metahumans.
How was she able to pick the lock
the first time?
First time. I was like,
well, I mean, her powers.
Oh, don't you know? With a bobby pin, you could pick any lock.
Right.
True.
So, no, that I did write that down. Because I was like, wow, this really intense, you know, handcuffs that can stop metahumans from powers, but you can pick the lock.
Where did she get the
pick? Do better. No, she probably had a bobby pin. Why didn't
she? Why didn't she do that? You know, like this time it was on her feet. She could have easily just like hopped away or just like, you know.
Maybe she didn't have the bobby pin that time, Silverman.
Yeah, it was left in the last pair of handcuffs.
Yeah, you know, she's just busy picking herself out of so many handcuffs.
Also, don't question it.
Did you all see all of her aliases? Like, I wanted to, like, pause it to look at them. Weren't they
some, like, white hair or something?
Yeah.
Like that? Were they funny names or
I just, wasn't like, even weird? Paying attention to the names. I was just looking at all the different wigs that she was rocking.
Oh.
And I was here for it. But, yeah, I don't know. The Barry and Ralph thing, like, I understand that they have to show that, like, improving is going to be the key to beating DeVoe and, like, being unpredictable or whatever. But it was just, like, such a weird way.
Yeah.
I feel like to go about it.
And I feel like they've touched upon that already.
A little bit. Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe it's this idea that Ralph has to be the one to do it because he's like it's probably going to be the last meta, you know, that DeVoe created.
Yeah.
So maybe it was this idea that Ralph is like the key and his improv, like him being able to improv is like the key to that because DeVoe has thought about everything. But if he can't, you know, think about something that hasn't already happened, or there's no scenario because Ralph would just come up with it, that's the spontaneity is DeVoe's another key to DeVoe's downfall, perhaps.
Yeah.
So it just was a silly way to do it, I guess. I did enjoy Jesse L. Martin playing.
Ralph playing Joe.
I thought that was cute. I mean, I don't think Joe's gotten a lot to do in the past couple episodes.
No, and
we haven't seen Cecile in like two episodes either.
Yeah, totally forgot.
You know, so
pregnant Cecile.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like
we'll get a baby next episode.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a little weird. Yeah. I mean, Joe hasn't done much in the last couple. He's either been on the crime scene. Or, you know, he hasn't had a real plot.
There's just too many characters. I can't fit them all into one episode. That's all it is. They need to start, you know,
but it seems,
thinning it down.
It's kind of weird because, like, it seems like every episode they're able to fit in Ralph.
Because he's, like, the center of the season.
But it's such a...
Ralph's character in the comics is Plastic Man, right?
Elongated Man.
Different than Plastic Man.
Yes.
He's Elongated Man in the show.
Yeah.
Plastic Man in the comics, which is, like, technically one of the strongest superheroes. He defeats Superman. So maybe, like, I don't know if they're pulling from that at all, where, like, DeVoe wants, like... Because, I mean, Ralph doesn't seem like a powerful meta, right? But it's leading up to the point that he kind of has to be. Why would DeVoe save him for last?
I think Ralph's a powerful meta. I just feel like Ralph doesn't... Because he's so goofy, we as the audience don't think about the fact that he's such a powerful man.
And maybe they're doing that on purpose.
But that's also what the Plastic Man was in the comics. He was a comic relief, but he was still the strongest one. So I'm trying to understand why DeVoe's saving him for last. Other than like, hey, we got a new actor on The Flash and, you know, we're going to save him for last kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, where does he fit into the DeVoe plan?
I kind of feel like it's because his DNA is like so... moldable, I feel like maybe
malleable.
Yeah, like. I mean, when I saw him be able to change the other characters, I thought that was just basically DeVoe's like, I'm going to take him over and then go back to my old body. That's what I thought.
That'd
but DeVoe
cool.
seems very like comfortable in other people's bodies, so maybe he doesn't care about that at all. So why would that be his last thing? Yeah, exactly. I mean, for him, the mind is above all else. So the idea of a body is probably so secondary to him that he doesn't care whose body he's in.
Yeah.
Probably, which is, it's kind of cool. I think that's a bit progressive, so.
I don't know. It's stressing me out. We have, how many, like, 5 episodes left, I think, to figure out how all this is going down. Do you guys want to get into predictions?
Oh, I just was going to say, it was cool that Iris was, I mean, I don't want to say cool, but it was nice that Iris was able to kind of, as the team leader, see Ralph's strengths enough to kind of tell Barry,
she
like, you know,
yeah,
like he stepped up when you weren't around, when you were in prison, he was here, he was doing his thing, so don't count him out so much. Because if we remember, Iris and Ralph kind of had their butting of heads when it was Run Iris Run, which was a great episode. And it was, we need more Run Iris Run. But they had their bout. And so for her, that was a little bit of continuity for her to see his strength and then be like...
She's very impartial. She's showing like true signs of a real, like a great leader.
Yeah. I mean, and they definitely had it so that they've kind of formed this connection, Iris and Ralph. Mm-hmm. You know, they got nice chemistry. They got nice friendship chemistry. On the show, I think. And we had our, you know, Barry and Ralph heart-to-heart where everyone had to leave the room. Yeah. They didn't go in the hallway this time.
Yeah.
That's where everyone goes.
They did not walk into the hallway.
When everyone has their heart-to-heart, it's in the hallway. This time, everyone else left the room. But everyone knew.
They went to the hallway.
A heart-to-heart was about to happen. Wow. I just love how meta that is. Where everyone knows, oh, it's time, guys.
Oh.
We're about to have a heart-to-heart. Yeah, yeah. We've got to go. We're not included in this one. Like, it always needs to be a thing. I dig it.
They, like, rock, paper, scissors for who's going to do it.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Oh, and there was a Game of Thrones reference.
There was. Khaleesi, yes. Yeah.
Khaleesi.
With the there was a lot of good references. Ninja Turtles?
Ninja Turtle power. I guess that's a shout out to the new cartoon that's happening soon. Not that they really were shouting it out, but the new cartoon is happening.
A new cartoon?
Yes. They are. Kat Graham is playing. Kat Graham, who's also an actress from the CW, is playing April's voice, which is cool. But yeah, that was cool. Turtle Power. What else?
The Dust Till Dawn.
Dust Till Dawn. And then the Game of Thrones. Khaleesi.
The DC. DC Comics. I still think was hilarious. I couldn't even.
Maybe DC Comics. Mm.
Sounds like, but
zing.
Zinger. Anything else before we hop into it?
Trying to think. No.
Coping
mechanism, Ralph Payne, yeah.
Daddy issues.
Pick locks.
All right, let's get it. Predictions.
Cool.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Zach.
Oh, we got a whole, wait a minute. We have the thinking stick.
It's the speed force.
Well, I said thinking stick because it's a reference. Pop culture, man.
There we go. Okay.
Ooh.
Oh. So I'm with the Flash now, right?
Doing that.
No? All right, whatever. Predictions. I know we've been saying this whole season Marlise will be the downfall of DeVoe. I think maybe we might lose her. I mean, because we have... In the preview, we see the Team Flash go into that little time pocket space that they have. Maybe she, like, kind of sacrifices herself and, like, dies. I think that would kind of be an interesting wrench in the, you know, in the cog of things. And it could make him spin out, or DeVoe spin out of line of, like, I wasn't expecting this to happen.
Like, you think she sacrifices herself?
I think something's going to happen. Like, well, there's an epic battle we see.
Yeah.
Looked like Iris is going to get stabbed. She's not going to die. That already happened. We already played that out. I hope it doesn't happen. But yeah, I would like to see, you know, maybe her having, like, a sacrificing moment to redeem her character. Mm-hmm. But she ends up dying.
Mm.
Boom. Take that.
Yes. I think my prediction is, I keep saying we're going to see Dawn again. Hopefully that comes to fruition.
Five episodes.
I'm telling you, that house. The house is bitching.
The house. Okay, maybe that. The house is being.
Yeah.
B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, yeah.
E-D.
Bitching.
Not D. Bitching. Guys, I went to school. So, so that might come into play. I think Dawn is going to come back if she's Dawn, but I do think she's Dawn. I think Marlise is going to be somewhat the downfall. I don't know if it's going to be a self-sacrifice, and I'm still kind of wondering where Ralph plays into it, but I do think he's going to be key too. I think he's going to live. I don't know if I see Ralph making it to season 5 on The Flash, though.
I hope not. I'd like to see something like, he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
he's
just don't know if he'd be season 5. But I think they've built him up so much, he's got to be somewhere.
Legends.
Everyone goes to the... They like, that can't be the friggin' cupboard where we just throw everybody, you know, Wally's there. I mean, if he goes over there, then Wally's not going to... He's just going to take Wally's
just can't win.
You know, something's got to give. I do think we're going to lose a member of Team Flash, though. It won't be Caitlyn, because she's hardly had a storyline. Mm. So they're probably going to play that up more next
season. We do get
to
see Killer Frost, I think, next week, though.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I
got the power.
I got the power. Let me think. Okay, I think that maybe, I don't know if this is possible. Do you have to be a Breacher in order to be in the collection agency?
They didn't really ever talk about it. They made it seem like it was like a team of Breachers that would go through the multiverse.
And I would imagine that's had to be their power.
There's other ways to get through to other universes, yeah. Multiverses.
Because so. I think that maybe that's where Ralph could go.
He's going to join them.
He could go to a different...
That's too much structure for him, isn't it?
I don't know. He's a PI. He's good at that kind of hunting down people and...
You're just trying to find a way to get
him. I'm trying to get him out of here.
Maybe he can go to Earth 19.
Maybe he can go to Earth 47 on the Dragon Farm.
Oh, you should predict a Wes Allen baby.
Yes.
Two babies.
I do predict Wes Allen getting pregnant by the end of this season. Oh. And that's Dawn. And that's how that's going to tie in. And maybe Dawn was giving Harry the weird look because he's messing with Gideon. And maybe he's trying to mess with the timeline. And I don't know. I think Ralph might die. And yeah. I think Marlise might die. I think everyone's dying.
Everyone's going to die.
And then the show's just going to be...
All my friends are dead.
And then the show's just over. And that's that. And yeah. Then just season 5 is just Dawn.
And this will leave us if everyone's dead, it'll just leave us the title of this episode, Null and Annoyed.
Yeah. But
Zing.
Zinger.
You don't gotta like it.
No, I was thinking about the ending of Lost. You know, I just
we're just all angry and what just happened?
Yeah, what happened?
It
and why Jack
be
was
something
you know,
like that though? I feel yeah. like
that reference come up.
Yes,
thank you. I thought that was fun. No, I honestly, I was thinking about what's his name, Cisco, saying hey, did you see her name? No, I didn't understand the reference to why Cisco's what's wrong? What's up with her name?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of weird holes in this whole thing.
Oh, Null is actually from the comics, though.
Yeah.
She's just actually a guy in the DC comics. Cool. And it's actually in Hawkeye comics. So she's in DC Universe, or he. Okay. Yeah. But, I think it's good. I agree with you. I think it's going to be one of those things where this can't end happy.
Yeah.
I just don't think, there's just no way we're going to get a nice, neat bow tie with DeVoe. Too much, we only have a couple episodes of this season left. I think there's just too much going on for this to be oh, yeah, we defeated him. He's got a big master plan somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'd feel a little gypped if he reveals it and they're able to that this does not somehow carry over.
Yeah, I feel we have ramifications. To lose somebody or something bad has to happen.
Someone's got to die. Someone has to become pregnant. A baby needs to be born. That's Celeste.
Yeah.
They do have a lot. To wrap up.
They do. And that's why I don't think it's going to get wrapped up. I think there's going to be a lot going into season 5.
I would like to see a spillover into season 5. They've never done something like that, right?
Usually Barry...
They wrap it up at the end of the season. Yeah, somehow. Have a new season of something different.
They're like, gee willikers, that was a crazy ride, but I'm sure glad we're all together.
And then or Barry runs off and creates a new timeline. True. Like he did in the season... season
2.
Creates a new timeline or... he has to go into the Speed Force like he did at end of season 3. So,
yeah.
But Grant is claiming in a recent interview that him and Iris will be together at the end of the season. That's what he's saying.
Facts. Speaking of Barry and Iris, you guys, AfterBuzz has a new show.
Okay.
Called Do You Ship? I'm sure some of the people in the chat have watched it. It is a battle of best TV couples through multiple categories, and people come on and debate about why their couple is better. And next week, Wes Allen is going against Nancy and Jonathan from Stranger Things. So obviously,
they're going to win.
We're going to win. Like it's not even. It's not even.
I don't know. They both cut
Nancy.
Their hands
come
together.
On, y'all.
They
right.
Got that cool.
Nancy is fickle. Come on.
Exactly.
Wes Allen is forever.
Wes Allen made it through different timelines.
Exactly.
So
good point.
I'm just saying, if you want to come and help us battle that out, it'll be next Tuesday at 9 p.m. You can check it out. ABTV, Do You Ship on Twitter. Make sure to join in all those polls. Make sure to tweet in why you think Wes Allen is the dominant couple besides the obvious that they're Wes Allen. You know?
There's
Exactly.
That's all you have to say, Wes Allen. Cool.
Although some people in the chat are saying no one has to become pregnant. I think Cullen said that. I want some babies.
I want
some
babies.
Wes Allen babies. Sorry, guys.
Babies are coming. Sorry. That's how it works.
babies.
Real quick, I just been thinking about something. Is it? I'm like stuck on predictions. Is it possible for Dawn to be a certain factor that DeVoe hasn't really thought of, and she could be the factor that brings him down possibly, and then reveals herself to be Dawn, and then that leads us into season 5 of like figuring out what she's doing here.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that once or twice, that she's like the outlier that he hasn't accounted for, because how could he?
Yeah, I just feel like they haven't really given us a lot of her, and I feel like it's kind of late with only 5 episodes left. But I mean, a lot could go down in 5 episodes, so I don't know.
Yeah, it might be. And like, maybe that is the thing. Maybe somehow Dawn existing or being there is out of DeVoe's periphery, like not in his periphery or whatever. So she could also be that bout of like spontaneity with it. Maybe she's part of that. I could see that happening. Maybe that's also why she hasn't totally revealed herself yet either. So
yeah,
that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
I hope she, I hope we get a lot of payoffs. Like some other people have said, there's a lot of plot lines going on this season, and I'd feel a little gypped if we didn't get some payoff, not necessarily a neat bow, but something. Yeah.
It's been a long season.
I want DeVoe's plan to be epic. It has to be epic with how much they built this up.
I agree.
It better not be some, I all just wanted Ralph's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that for that.
His plan better be amazing. Because we still don't know what it is.
We don't. It has to be something like world domination controls everyone's brain or something. Yeah.
There has to be something that's like out of this world.
I'm going to feel so let down if it's not.
I would like it to be like a multiverse domination.
Ooh, that would be cool.
That would be cool if it goes into season. That would be the only reason why I'd be happy with them going to season 5, because then we could see other flashes.
True.
Like we had in the prior seasons.
Yep. Facts.
That's my prediction.
That would be cool.
Well, I guess we will have to wait till next week to find out. Zach, where can they find you?
You could find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2.
And Chauncey?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Chauncey KR, and also my YouTube channel, The Bloody Breakdown. And this week I will be reviewing Ghost Stories.
Cool.
And my name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J, or tomorrow night on Black Lightning. Guys, we've got a very special guest coming on to Black Lightning tomorrow, so you're just going to have to tune in to find out. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.